Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Inmate Kimmy Daunton Jr., 17, manages to escape juvie justice officers escorting him to a relative's funeral. But his bid for freedom is short. Just 42 hours later, the teen's parents give him up to Louisiana State Police.
Nancy, Daunton was granted a temporary furlough to attend a relative's funeral. Daunton slipped his escorts, but the teen's parents turned him in to Louisiana State Police when he showed up at their home the second morning after his escape. Daunton's escape comes among several other similar escape attempts across the U.S. A second 17-year-old briefly escaped Pennsylvania authorities during a medical transport, and a pair of Arkansas inmates tasted freedom for 3 days before their return to custody.
Daunton now held on multiple charges, including attempted first-degree murder. A 12-year-old little girl missing in freezing temperatures, home safe thanks to a Massachusetts police dog with an incredible nose. The little girl leaves home 10:30 p.m. without permission and without a cell phone. K9 Biza, a German Shepherd, follows the girl scent over 2 miles, leading detectives straight to her. You can follow Biza, the dog, yourself. Biza has her own Instagram account and is Miss December in the Massachusetts Vest a Dog 2024 calendar. Now, that's a pinup calendar I may actually buy. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in the Midwest as a man charged with the first-degree murder of a priest in a small Nebraska town has entered a not guilty plea to all counts. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
43-year-old Kier Williams of Sioux City, Iowa, has also been charged with burglary, possession of a weapon by a prohibited person, and using a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Our friends with KETV-TV tell us that March 5th has been set as his next court date. According to the prosecution, Williams and the Reverend Stephen Gutzel, who was fatally stabbed on December 10th inside the rectory of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, don't seem to have been previously connected before the crime. The lawyer for Williams has declined to talk about the matter to media. The priest's death rocked the confidence of the some 1,100 citizens of the village in their own safety, with the killing coming only 4 months after another seemingly senseless home invasion murder. During a hearing held last month, Brady Tucker, a Washington County deputy, provided testimony stating that he discovered Williams in a crosswise position on top of Gutzel, who had blood all over his face. Authorities say that Williams was not carrying a weapon, but detectives discovered a broken knife with a serrated blade on the floor of Gutzel's bedroom.
Williams has been found guilty of numerous felonies in other states. A former Olympian and veteran track coach faces up to 11 years in state prison after entering a guilty plea to charges of sexually abusing young boys at a sports camp in western Massachusetts in the 1970s. The abuse was exposed during moving testimony given by multiple victims. In Berkshire Superior Court, Conrad Mainwaring, a hurdler for Antigua and Barbuda during the 1976 Montreal Summer Olympics, was charged with 12 counts of indecent assault and battery on a minor over 14 and 4 counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. There were a total of 9 male victims connected with the charges. Overseas now, as after accepting expenses and damages from a tabloid publisher that violated his privacy through phone hacking and other unlawful eavesdropping, Prince Harry has declared that his mission to rein in the British media still stands. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In court, David Sherborne, the prince's lawyer, stated that Mirror Group newspapers had promised to cover all of Harry's legal fees in addition to substantial damages. He also stated that the company will provide an interim payment of £400,000 to Harry within 14 days of the agreement. A later assessment will be made of the final tab. The prince vowed, quote, "Our mission continues," after declaring his vindication. A judge determined that phone hacking at Mirror Group newspapers in the late 1990s was widespread and habitual, that it continued for more than 10 years, and that tabloid officials routinely covered it up. In December, Harry was granted some $177,000 in damages. According to Judge Timothy Fancourt, quote, "To a modest extent, there was evidence that the organization hacked the prince's phone."
The settlement avoids new proceedings over 115 other tabloid pieces, which Harry claims were the result of hacking or other intrusions.
Thanks, John. Tamontez Hurt, a freshman at Missouri Western State University, spends time in Kansas City with a friend. He calls his grandma, who realizes he's having a mental episode. She calls police, and officers escort the teen to St. Luke's Hospital. Once he's released, he's taken to the Greyhound bus station by taxi, but the station is closed. Hurt is seen on surveillance, realizing he left his phone in the taxi, so he starts walking. That's the last time 19-year-old Montez is seen, now missing 2 weeks. Tamontez Hurt is African-American, brown eyes, black, red hair, approximately 6 feet tall. Last seen wearing a royal blue Price Chopper polo shirt and green sweatpants. If you have or think you have information on missing Tamontez, we really need your help. Call Kansas City PD 816-234-5043. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.